This is Leafs Breakfast.
Now, we are often accused in the media of being too negative, of loving the bad story, going for the clicks, the eyeballs, the ear holes. I don't think that last one's actually a technical term. So instead, here on First Up, I'm Matthew Cousin for Aaron Korolnik. That's Carlo Koliakovo. Let's give a shout-out, nothing but praise, for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They go 11-1-3 in November. 25 points, the most they've ever earned in a single calendar month. They did that with no Jake Muzzin, with Morgan Rielly missing 5 games, with TJ Brody missing 10, and with their third-string goalie playing a prominent role. So shout-out to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Shout-out to our next guest, TSN Hockey Insider, and, of course, the Ray and Dregs podcast. It is Darren Dreger. Darren, good morning. Thank you for joining the show today.
Good morning. So before we get into Leafs talk or NHL talk, let's just clarify something, because I've read on social media, Matthew, that you mistakenly, accidentally bought a painting. So just to clarify, is this a work of art, or is this how you normally spend your weekends at home with paint by numbers? Which
is it? Well, it's actually, Darren, it is a bunch of dogs. They're playing poker, and the pit bull, he's cheating. So I bought that. It's what we like to call classy with a capital K.
Dregs, the real story is he was at a Moose and Goose event that last night, and he wanted to feel like he fit into the party, so he just walked around and started signing autographs on pieces of paper to make people know that he was there. But what he was really doing was putting his name on bids. And he bid on something that thought was cool. Maybe somebody else would bid on it, but nobody did. He ended up walking away being the winner of that.
So now he's stuck. Are you sure it wasn't a speed dating event with a silent auction or something like that?
Darren, if it was a speed dating event, I know what that looks like on the course of the women when they look at me. By the way, my girlfriend, it was a priceless look on her face when I showed her the painting that I got at an auction, because I wanted to fit in, and I'm bidding, and then no one else bid, and I may have bid a lot on it, but it's a group of 7. It is a great piece of work, and my girlfriend was very thrilled by it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And awesome. She did. I'm looking at her right now. She is daggers.
real quickly, because I have an auction story that goes back to I think Gino Retta being inducted into the Etobicoke Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, I mean, he's in there with heady company, so I'm not trying to belittle the experience, but I'm there with a large group, and they had a live auction, and I'm just in the spirit of the auction and support of a great charity and recognition of Gino's career and whatnot. Here I am playing the role of the big shot, right? And it's an Austin Matthews signed sweater. It's tickets to the Leafs game. It's just this big deal. And I'm thinking as I start, okay, I'm going to be that guy that just bids up the item, right? Like I had really almost no intention of buying it. And then you kind of get in the spirit of it, and people around my table, come on, one more bid. Anyway, I overpaid. Let's just leave it at that.
For a good cause,
Darren, you and I are on the exact same team. That's what I was doing last night. And there's this weird feeling when you look around and no one else is bidding, and the auctioneer is just staring at you, and you're like, "What? Wait, where'd everyone go? Why am I the last one at the party?" All right. We'll do a little Leaf talk.
Well, Matthew, this is a great segue, because you know the other night when Mitch Marner extended his point streak to 18 games, there was an auction going on that game. How much do you think that jersey went for, Dregs? Mitch Marner's jersey, and which one do you think would have fetched more money, the Austin Matthews one or the Mitch Marner?
Yeah. Well, in again the spirit of the moment and history in the making, it should be Marner. I don't have an answer for you. I know that, you know, during the broadcast, they acknowledged that Matthews was the clubhouse leader out of the gate there, right? So I'm going to assume it was Meyer, just again, in the spirit of the moment and tying the record.
Yeah.
By the way, it needs to be mentioned.
You're just throwing that out there and you don't have an answer?
I think yesterday it was like 16,000 for Marner's jersey. I haven't seen an update of it yet.
it almost feels fitting, right? You know, 16,000.
Oh, there you go. 16,000 for 16. Nice. I never thought of that.
Needs to be said, the painting I got was thankfully a little under 16,000. Also, my dad, Lewis Cause, also in the Etobicoke Sports Hall of Fame. Darren, just bigger picture about what November was for the Maple Leafs. A remarkable run considering all the injuries they had on defense. And it makes me wonder, what do they need to do in December not to continue at that same pace? That's unrealistic. But to be something even close to what we saw in November.
Well, you know what? Just continue with the balance, right? And the consistency, because that's what Toronto has shown, is that they can wrestle with adversity and come out the other side and be real good through that process. So you're right. I don't think that anyone should expect that they're going to have a runoff month in December, January, February, March, like they had in November. That's what they're hoping for, because any team, any coach, any player will tell you that that's what you look for, is a consistent brand of play. And, man, it was a quiet but excellent month for the Maple Leafs. But you know what? And I've had this exchange with others, both publicly and privately. There just still feels, right or wrong, like there's this mood around Leafs Nation that, yeah, okay, great. You had a good November. Excellent. Good for you. You know, let's see what you do in May. That sort of thing. And I can appreciate that, I can, but that's not how we measure regular season success, right? I mean, you do have to give the Maple Leafs credit for the month that they had, for the issues that they faced injury-wise. And when you look at the standings today in the National Hockey League, what you see is the Toronto Maple Leafs as a top three team in the league. So I'm a bit surprised at how quiet it is in a market that loves, relishes making noise.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And sometimes that's the best approach, right? You go about your business quietly and you just rack up points and put yourself in a position, because, you know, you look at the league right now, and especially the, you know, I know it's, we're a quarter into the season, but look at the teams that are in the playoffs right now. You've got New Jersey.
Yeah.
You've got the Islanders. And you've got the Detroit Red Wings. Those are three teams right now in the top eight that weren't in the playoffs last year. So if they're the teams that are going to push to be a playoff spot, which three teams are going to be out? And if you don't play as well as the Maple Leafs have, maybe you could be one of those teams. That's why, you know, as much as you want to say, oh, it's all about the playoffs, you still have to play the regular season to get there, right?
Right.
And credit to the Maple Leafs for bouncing back in the month of November, because the way they started, you know, it was looking very sketchy.
It was, Carl. I agree. And look, we're 25 games in, and already we're talking about playoff seeding, or at least we're looking at it. And you know, you're also looking at the teams that were out. And I look at the New York Rangers, and I mean, we know that the New York Rangers this year doesn't have the same personnel that it had last year, but still a very, very good team. I think the Rangers are going to find a way to qualify for the playoffs. I would say the same thing of the Florida Panthers, although I'm less convinced than I am with New York. But those are two teams in the East that are out. And right now you've got Pittsburgh and Detroit in a wild card spot. And it feels like Detroit still needs growth. So maybe they come back out of the pack. What's Pittsburgh? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to figure out what the Penguins are at this stage. But I guess my point is, Toronto's had an excellent month. There's no reason to think that the Maple Leafs aren't going to continue to play consistent hockey. They're not going to, again, we've already established, probably not going wire to wire from this point moving forward. But the problem they have is divisional, and that's looking up at the Boston Bruins, right? You know, so that matchup on Saturday even against the Tampa Bay Lightning, with Tampa Bay sitting 6 points back, those are the games that matter, not for historical possibilities or the relevance, but looking ahead. And the fact that Toronto is just three back of Boston, if the Leafs can find a way to win their division this year, man, that might bode well for having way more playoff success than they've had for the last several years.
Yeah, well, good luck catching the Boston Bruins. They're 3 points ahead with three games in hand. Hey, look, if they continue to play like this, it's you know, there's no question it could potentially happen. You can't think Boston's going to go all season without losing a home game and be as dominant as they are. Every team goes through a tough stretch. But in other news, Dregs, last night in the NHL, Steven Stamkos celebrated his 1,000th point in his career. I mean, you look at Stamkos' career, the Stanley Cups, you know, the goals that he scores, what he means to that franchise. Don't you just love seeing when players like this accomplish milestones?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, the next one is the watch for 500 goals, right? And not to jinx him with injury or otherwise, he certainly had a career of that. But where is he now? 494, I think I saw last night after he got the 1,000 points. So, you know, he's just a special player. He's a special character. You know, anybody who spent more than 5 minutes with Steven Stamkos on or off the ice knows that he's a bit of a throwback, right? I mean, he's got the superstar quality in terms of what his skill set has delivered, you know, over the years of play. But beyond that, there's much more to Steven Stamkos than hockey. But, man, you got that sense, too, didn't you? You see, and I love when teams do this, and they're doing it more and more, when they pull back the curtain and they let us into the room, right? And normally it's a coach speak or something like that. But in this case, it was part of that. It was John Cooper handing the celebratory puck, the 1,000-point puck, over to Victor Hedman, who's been with Steven Stamkos the entire ride, pretty much. And Stamkos is crushing a Bud Light. His celebration of the night. That's just so old school. But you can genuinely tell. Similarly to, you know, Alex Ovechkin the other night for the Washington Capitals, he scores two and surpasses Wayne Gretzky with the record for goals on the road, that sort of thing. When we get invited into the room to see those private experiences, man, that shows you a lot. It tells you a lot about the individual, but it tells you a lot about how close the group is. No secret, aside from the star status, why the Lightning have been as good for as long as they have been.
Yeah, and shout out to the PR teams and the media teams and social media teams that, you know, provide us with this coverage, because we witnessed that the other night too with Mitch Marner, you know, when he recorded his 18th point. He comes into the locker room and the whole team's there waiting for him, showering him with water. Maybe that could have been beer too. How much better would that have been if they were just showering him with just, you know, tons
just
of beer.
Just a bunch of Bud Light.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of Bud Light.
But you're right, Drags. It does show you how much the team really cares and you know, loves each other. And, you know, it goes a long way. And, you know, hopefully for the Leafs and for the Lightning, you know, it shows, you know, that their team's right now ready to make, you know, playoff pushes again. And maybe there's another first-round matchup there.
I'm shutting you off right now, Carlo. I don't want Leafs in Tampa. I don't want Leafs in Boston. Darren, we gotta let you go. We love having you on. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Darren.
All right, thank you, fellas. Have a great weekend.
See you, buddy.
That is our TSN Hockey Insider, Darren Dreger. We got to take a break. At the top of the hour, Canada goes home winless in the World Cup, and Carlo's Bills, a nice win for them on Thursday night. That's coming up next, right here on First Up.